When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's do prediction time, Josh.
Oh, we have things to predict.
We could play the game just as we always do.
Whoa.
Baseball teams and their baseball weekends.
You're going to make me do the thing. Okay.
Let's include the Mavs this weekend.
They are slated as a 4 seed in the Lincoln Regional.
They are slated by, according to some, indeed. Let me go to my baseball page.
I believe they are technically second in the Summit League right now, but they do have the most wins.
Okay. Well, you're fortunately getting a chance for the Mavs to play at downtrodden Oral Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Stinky.
By the way, Mavs last game on Sunday, they tied with North Dakota State. We love Summit League baseball, folks.
Tied?
That is correct.
They hit the
old curfew.
Time?
Yeah. At Oral Roberts this weekend for 3. This is the remaining schedule. They go to Kansas for a midweek. They go to Creighton for a midweek. And then St. Thomas and South Dakota State also. But we're just talking about this weekend for the Mavs, 3 against Oral Bob. For the Blue Jays of Creton, they have 3 this weekend, starting in just a little bit here.
Yeah.
In Queens at Jack Kaiser Stadium against St. John's, RPI 59. St. John's 28-11 on the year. They, to their resume, they own a win over Florida on opening night of the college baseball season.
That's right. That was a big shocker.
It was indeed. And then there's Nebraska this weekend. They will head to Seibert Field and play the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who I believe are playing, don't quote me on this, their first outdoor game of the season in their own state. No, that's not right, but you get the point. Not much outdoor baseball going on up there. They welcome in Nebraska for 3. Minnesota, currently the holders of an RPI of 125. So, if I set the hook, if I set the win total for our 3 local baseball teams at 6.5 wins.
I knew that was going to be the number.
It's not a tough formula to come up with. It's 6.5 wins. Where might you go? And who might come through for us in the biggest way?
Well, you need it to be over if you're rooting for all 3 teams here.
You do. I mean, if you're Creighton, you're really hoping it's an over.
I'm going to be a positive boy and say they hit 7.
All right.
7.
So who drops to? Hopefully the other 2 don't sweep and Creighton loses 2 out of 3. Is that what you're saying, Josh? You hater. I knew it.
God.
I knew it.
Genuinely who's the team that...
I know Nick this morning was very confident, or you know, he was like, maybe he was just willing it into existence. With that being said, I do like what Creighton has set up from a pitching perspective this weekend. They're gonna go with the young fellas. They're gonna go with Nissen tonight or today in a little bit here, and then Lummel, who's coming back from his nice outing against Coastal Carolina, and then Shea Went, who just pitched on Tuesday against Nebraska, he'll go on Sunday. Probably a shorter outing, that type of thing. If you get into any danger, we'll pull you out and figure it out from there. I like how their pitching sets up. It's got to be a backs against the wall thing, man. You got to find a way this weekend. It absolutely has to be 2 out of 3. Otherwise, we're already on the brink of cancellation for them. For Nebraska, I feel like, barring, it's hard to sweep a series, but I'm giving them at least 2. Maybe they can get me 3. And it's kind of the same thing for Omaha. Oral Roberts is stinky,
yeah,
stinky winky,
stinky bad.
Yeah, and so. Yeah.
Give me Creighton sweeps, the other two.
Creighton sweeps?
2 out of 3.
Josh, I don't know if you know this. That's a good weekend.
Yeah.
That's your 7 right there. Wow. I would say if we're doing like sweep likelihood, right? Creighton would be the least likely to sweep.
Yes.
Out of all of them. But Josh is zagging.
Bold prediction.
He's trying to will it into existence.
That's right.
Not a hater, he's saying.
What if?
I love this.
What if we got 9 wins?
A perfect 9? Has that even ever happened in the history of us doing this segment?
Not this particular segment, because we don't do it every weekend.
We do it a lot of weekends. This is probably like the 10th time we've done it now, yeah, over two and a half years.
Boy, 9 would feel good.
I feel very good. Feel very good. Boy. I don't know. I can't pick Creighton to win 3.
What's the weather forecast this weekend in these metropolises? Oh,
we don't have to think about that. They're okay. They're not playing here. So we're just going to let them go. Yeah, where's all the baseball this weekend? Everybody's out of town.
Yeah.
All those 3 teams are out of town. Storm Chasers are out of town. What the hell's going on? If you're like a high school team, like schedule a big baseball game this weekend, and yeah, you'll be cooking really, real nice.
Get a lot of butts in the seats.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like Creighton to win in a sweep, but I'll take them 2 out of 3. But I don't love it. It's hard to predict them to do anything mm-hmm. on the weekend. The other two, they'll be fine. UNO and Nebraska will both win series this weekend. Jeff writes in.
Hi, Jeff.
So I think we could solidify Josh as a Jasker.
Yeah, I want everybody to win.
So you are a Jasker. You're admitting it.
Yeah. Hmm. Throw the Mavs in there, too.
Yippee says, I predict Creighton will bleep their pants once again on the weekend.
Entirely possible.
Just a prediction.
I understand.
Out there from Yippee. All right. Let's take our final timeout. We'll come back, get to the poll questions, tell you what to watch on the other side on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.